And now the Community Foundation has expanded yet again. And on the KSRO Live Line with us is Caitlin Child. She's the Director of Communications for the Community Foundation. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having us today.
A lot has happened since 2017 and the Resilience Fund first went into play. And as I understand it, it's been over $10 million in grants that your organization has been able to put out since 2017 to help nonprofits survive situations like this.
That's right. So thanks to the donors who have given so generously after, you know, all of our disasters, and unfortunately too many to even feel like we can count these days.
Yeah.
We've been able to make over $10 million in grants to nonprofit organizations helping with disaster relief here in our community.
Yeah, organizations that would not have been able to survive otherwise, we should say, because raising money after the 2017 wildfires was extremely challenging. So that happens. And then, of course, the Kincade Fire in 2019, last year. Was that just last year? And now, now the wildfires of 2020. Oh, and there's this pandemic on top of everything else. And so it's not just wildfires that the Community Foundation is concerning itself with. Talk about the kinds of differences that you're trying to make with regard to the pandemic.
That's right. So, you know, what we found is that, thank goodness we named it the Sonoma County Resilience Fund and not the 2017 Fire Fund.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's been so many compounding disasters. And, you know, for each thing, you know, fires, and then we had flood, and then more fires, and now a pandemic and two fires in our community this year. These challenges add up and they compound. And what we've seen them do is exacerbate all of the inequities that were happening before these disasters. They're worse now.
Yeah.
So we're seeing with COVID, especially the Latino community is being particularly impacted by COVID-19. And we, as a community foundation, have been making grants to try to help stop those inequities from happening, to try to help. So, with COVID-19, I'm actually really excited because we just made $1,750,000 in grants last week to support.
Hold on. Can you give me that figure again, Caitlin?
$1,750,000.
Wow. For COVID-19 relief efforts. Wow.
Exactly. For nonprofits that are mostly supporting three vulnerable communities, the Latinx community, low-income seniors, and folks who are experiencing homelessness. And so those programs are getting a major boost in funding right now because of our grants, and we're really, really happy about it.
Yeah, $1.75 million will have an impact for sure. And a lot of people wonder, where does this money come from, Caitlin?
That's a good question. So we've actually, we've been the beneficiary of many, 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 like thousands of people have donated over time to our Sonoma County Resilience Fund. And with COVID especially, we formed a really unique partnership with the Silicon Valley Community Foundation.
Ah.
They've raised over $20 million for COVID relief, and they're working with partner organizations in 10 Bay Area counties. We are the partner organization for Sonoma County. And so they've given us grants that we can then put out into the community. So a significant amount of the money that we've just made grants from comes from that partnership.
And what will this money accomplish that you know of already?
That's a great question. So the biggest grant we've made, $750,000, just went out to an organization called On the Move. They have a program called La Plaza, and La Plaza is going to be leading a countywide effort to get universal case management, healthcare, and outreach and education out into the Latinx community. And they're going to be doing that by working with tons of nonprofit organizations. So like for outreach and education, they'll work with UndocuFund, Latino Service Providers, Nuestra Comunidad, Humanidad, ISOCARE, organizations that are on the ground doing work with these populations. And then with healthcare, they're going to be working with local clinics to help coordinate a comprehensive system of care to get people who are, you know, who are quarantining into, make sure that they can actually get connected to a healthcare clinic if they don't have a doctor or they don't have insurance.
Right.
And then they're going to be doing case management. And that means working with organizations like Via Esperanza, the Alvarado Family Resource Center in Sonoma Valley, the McDowell Family Resource Center in Petaluma, Corazon in Healdsburg, organizations that already do case management programs. And they're going to be working with people, families, individuals, one-on-one. And what our grant is going to be doing is funding direct financial assistance to the people those case managers are working with.
Okay.
And the reason why that's important is because right now, too many people are having to make the choice between staying home, isolating, and quarantining, and going to work. And if you have to make that choice, you're going to go to work even if you're sick.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that has the potential to spread coronavirus. So what we're looking at is providing direct financial support to individuals who are quarantining, who are needing to isolate, so that they don't have to make that impossible decision.
Yep. Food on the table or going to work sick. Yeah, it is a, it's an impossible situation. You're absolutely right. So this is going to make a hell of a difference. $1,750,000 to COVID-19 relief efforts. Do you want to talk about any of the other places it's going?
Yeah. So we've also made grants to 53 organizations. It's $1 million in grants to 53 organizations that are doing work with those Latinx community, low-income seniors, and people experiencing homelessness. And we really wanted to focus on organizations that we haven't funded before, which is different for us. You know, we have a lot of organizations that we work with every day, and we know and love their work. But we also know that there are so many emerging organizations that are really promising and doing great work. So we've made grants to organizations that we haven't necessarily funded before. One of them, the California Indian Museum and Cultural Center, to provide financial assistance, food, and other relief to Indigenous folks in our community.
And I know that the Community Foundation, Caitlin, always has long-term goals in mind and long-term recovery and resilience in mind. So I would imagine that the hope is that these particular grants, no matter who is at the helm of them now, that it will not just be short-term, the ability to stay afloat, but some long-term, hopefully, evening out the playing field a bit.
Yes. Absolutely. That's correct. So like one of the organizations that we funded is working with youth, helping them try to get jobs in this, you know, difficult time to get jobs.
Yeah.
And that's the type of grant that'll pay off for the future, because, you know, when young people are entering the workforce in a time like this where there's so few jobs available, that can set people back for decades.
Absolutely, it can set people back for decades, not to mention, you know, what the effect is psychologically. And I know that certainly after the 2017 fires, one of the things that the Community Foundation committed itself to was the mental health care of Sonoma County residents. Well, if you had a measuring stick and you said, okay, you know, we were at about a 7 maybe after the 2017 fires, you tried to measure our collective mental health now, I'm not sure you could come up with a number high enough at this stage of the game.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, we knew that, you know, that original disaster definitely ramped things up in terms of mental health, and we're seeing, especially with COVID, that's getting worse. And
yeah,
we're definitely funding a lot of nonprofit organizations that are working in the mental health field right now, especially one of them being the NAMI organization that has a warm line that people can call for help.
Yes, very important. And that is always available at KSRO.com. Caitlin, I'm happy you were on here to tell us about the $1.75 million in grants that the Community Foundation Sonoma County has given out to help people deal with COVID-19 and the ramifications of that. Another piece of good news, and thank you for contributing to it this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, that is Caitlin Childs, Director of Communications at the Community Foundation.